And when later on Claudius tells Laertes, we will have this fencing match, and we will poison your foil, but not Hamlet's, he goes on to say he is generous and remiss. He's so remiss and generous and free from all contriving. And surely the king plays ducks and drakes with Hamlet all through. Hamlet likes to imagine himself a true opponent of the king, but he's only a babe in the hands of this consummate politician. And of course, the poet is no match for the politician. He is free from all contriving. His mind is taken up with thoughts of love, with contemplation. This is the great difference between a Shakespeare, who can give you a Timon of Athens, an Othello, a King Lear, and a Hamlet, and the Beats, and the Norman Mailers. For the creator must not be destroyed. The true creator shows us the role of the writer in any age. He must grapple with the chaos, and to do so with passion and intelligence, knowing that if he makes even a beautiful poem, he has given an answer to the chaos and the ugliness about him. To surrender to unintelligence, to surrender to chaos, to give frenzy and chaos the name of art is a betrayal of art. And I, for one, who believe indeed that both your society and my society is living through one of the most dangerous, because one of the most revolutionary epochs of all history, believe indeed that the writer has an exceedingly important function to perform. I have no doubt that we will be tested as no people has ever been tested before. I do not minimize for one single bit the challenge of communism, either of Castro's kind or of Khrushchev's kind. I have no doubt at all that the next 4 or 5 decades will see many, many painful adjustments to the realities that these pressures are forcing upon us. The writer cannot simply say, the Americans are beat, the Canadians are beat, they are evil, they are selfish, their only value is survival value, they are unsophisticated, unintelligent, attach any number of other uns you want to the good and noble words. Rather, he must follow either a Shakespeare or a Thomas Mann, who in Marion the Magician showed what a writer can do when confronted by the corruption of fascism, and paint a mortal document, an important and immortal indictment against Italian fascism. The forces of corruption are always with us. This age is a more difficult age because the challenge is greater. So that only means, I think, that we have to produce great writers to help us confront that challenge.